no clothes at all, or do we mad wear no clothes at all, do we mad wear no clothes at all, but to get there, get the women wear no clothes at all, but to get there, get the same. Women wear no clothes at all, the women wear no clothes at all, women wear no clothes at all, but to get there, get the same. No clothes at all, and the women wear no clothes at all, and the women wear no clothes at all, but get that, get the same. Women wear no clothes at all, and the women wear no clothes at all, women wear no clothes at all, but get that, get the same. Women wear no clothes at all, and the women wear no clothes at all, but to get the same. The women wear no clothes at all, and the women wear no clothes at all, and the women wear no clothes at all, but to get the same.
Said, Mom, if I was gay, would you love me more or love me less? And she said, TK, I'll love you no matter what happens in this world. You'll always be my son. And then when she said that, I was like, oh, well, I'm gay.
Tune in for more true stories told live next time on the Moth Radio Hour from the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
That's Fridays at 9 in the morning, 9 to 10 this Friday and next Friday, and then the Moth will be gone for a couple months, and then they'll be back with another five episode season of that beautiful program, which, man, I love that program, Otto. I can't really tell you enough about it. Admittedly, I'm biased.
You listen to it religiously?
Well, you know, I'm not always in town on Fridays, mm-hmm. So I don't always listen to it on WRIR, but I do listen to it on my electronic digital device religiously, and I'm very happy that it's on WRIR and that other people are enjoying it on the publicly held airwaves, because that's what it's all about, Otto. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there know what I'm saying. I'm talking about public airwaves here. I know it's not Pledge Drive, but even still.
Independent radio.
So that's Fridays from 9 to 10 in the morning, which it's a good time to listen. It's poignant. It's hilarious. So we just heard from Fiddlin' Bob Larkin doing The Women Wear No Clothes at All from the Roots of American Fiddle Music. I don't know anything about Fiddlin' Bob Larkin, and I don't really understand what that song is about exactly.
But it appeals to you.
And it's repetitive, which I feel like is perfect for children.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Before that, we had some John Hurt doing Shortening Bread.
Yep. And we started it with Pete Seeger and The Foolish Frog, which is just one of those classic kind of songs. It's great. It's great. You can occupy your children for many minutes with a song like that. Maybe not anymore. They have to be wearing blindfolds, perhaps.
They need to be captive in a car, and you got to take the iPods away. You got to take the personal laptops away. You got to take DVD players away.
These are from infants we're talking about at this point.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Those little baby iPods. I don't know how I feel about them. All right. So hey, you're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. and a judge of Americana. And we're doing kids songs and songs for childish adults as well.
And let's see, what are we going to do next?
I don't know. Otto, what I guess what makes a kids song for you, huh? How about that?
Well, this is we've done this one before on the show. This is sort of your consummate kids song. This is a play song. This is
okay.
A bunch of kids smacking their legs. Hambone.
Hambone. All right, here we go.
Look, you can do the hambone.
You can do the hambone.
Can you turn it off?
Let's hear you do a little bit of that.
Hambone, where you been?
Back to your mama and going again.
Hambone, where your wife? She's in the kitchen cooking rice.
Hambone, have you heard?
Mama gonna buy me a mockingbird.
If that mockingbird don't sing,
mama gonna buy me a diamond ring.
If that diamond ring don't shine,
mama gonna buy me a bottle of wine.
If that bottle of wine get broke,
mama gonna buy me a billy goat.
Well, I believe I'll get tired of this place. I'll go over to Arkansas and see my old friend Red a while. Say, old man, where does this road go to?
Boy, I've been living over here 3 years, and I haven't never seen it go nowhere yet.
I know you don't understand me. I don't know where the thing forks at.
That's well, it don't fork. It splits all of his on top of that hill over there.
How about this creek over here? It's hit very deep.
Water all the way to the bottom.
How'd the potatoes turn out?
Hell, they never turned out. Me and Sal dug them out.
How the clay of your corn looks mighty little and yellow.
Well, I planted the yellow kind.
I know, but looks at that stuff, you ain't gonna get a half a crop over it.
Well, fool, I'm working on hay.
Red, you got mighty dry eats around your house.
Well, there's plenty of water over there. Get it and wet it.
Ain't you got no knives?
No, sir.
Ain't you got no fork?
No, sir.
How do you do then?
Tolerable well, thank you. How are you?
How long have you been living in here anyway?
You see that mountain over there?
Yes, sir.
Well, there's a hell of a hole in the ground now. Come here.
Mighty windy. Does the wind blow this way all the time?
Well, hell no. It blows in this other way sometime.
I wish you'd head that cow for me, please.
She's done headed.
Well, turn her then, turn her.
Fool, she's done turned her hair sides out.
It's like you could speak to her.
Good morning, cow.
Red, this don't be much difference between you and a fool, no way. I'll tell you the truth.
Well, just a guitar is all I see between me and Earl Johnson.
Yeah, I see. Sort of a cut-up, ain't you?
No, sir. I'm a Ford cutout, wide open.
Kick a tree, whoopa whoopa, whoopa whoopa, saw a flea, kick a tree, whoopa whoopa, John. middle of the sea. Well, John, ho, John, fooba, whooba, John. Saw a bat, chase a cat, fooba, whooba, fooba, whooba. Saw a bat, chase a cat, fooba, whooba, John. Saw a bat, chase a cat, heard the cat say, please, bat's cat. Oh, John, ho, John, fooba, whooba, John. Saw a bear, comb his hair, fooba, whooba, fooba, whooba. Saw a bear, comb his hair, fooba, whooba, John. Saw a bear, comb his hair, in the middle of the air. Woo, John, ho, John, a fooba, whooba, John.
How do you do? Once upon a time, a cow and a kitty cat became very good friends. So, they bought themselves a house and moved into it together.
Oh, this is a nice house, said the cow. Moo, I like it. Let's go all through the house and try everything out to make sure it works.
Meow, all right, said the kitty cat. We'll try everything out.
So they tried the piano. And the piano worked just fine. Then they tried the egg beater. And the egg beater worked just fine. Then they tried the bed. And the bed worked just fine. Then they tried the bathtub. And the bathtub worked just fine.
I like this house, said the cow. Everything works just fine.
And they tried the clock. And they tried the washing machine. And they snapped the lights on and off. And everything worked just fine.
I like this house, said the kitty cat. Everything works just fine.
All but one thing, said the cow. We haven't tried the doorbell.
Oh, that's right, said the kitty cat. We haven't tried the doorbell.
So they sat down and waited for the doorbell to ring. And they waited 5 hours.
Then, all of a sudden, the doorbell rang.
Well, said the kitty cat, the doorbell works, so now I'm going to bed.
But we must see who's at the door, said the cow.
And they opened the door, and who do you suppose was there? Mr. Duck and Mrs. Hen and Gertrude Turkey and Mr. Goat and all the other barnyard friends. And they brought a big cake and a gallon of ice cream.
Come in,
said the kitty cat. And they all came rushing in. And they sat down and ate the ice cream and cake. And the cow and the kitty cat played a tune on the piano. It was a simply wonderful party.
Pleasure to see.
Well, I'm going to give you a little bit of that old groundhog now. There's one eating my beans up out here. Pick up my gun and whistle to my dog. Pick up my gun and whistle to my dog. Going up a holler to catch a groundhog. Groundhog. My gun and whistle to the dog. Pick up the gun and whistle to the dog. Going up the holler for to catch the groundhog. Groundhog. Old Aunt Nance with the walking cane. Old Aunt Nance with the walking cane swore she'd have the groundhog brains. Groundhog. One in the log, two in the tree, and one in the log. All I want's a gun and dog. Groundhog. Twist him out. Get a pole and twist him out. Good God, I'm out of the groundhog stout. Groundhog. Two in a tree and one in a log. Two in a tree and one in a log. All I want's a gun and dog. Groundhog. Catch groundhog, groundhog.
97.3 WRIR. There was a little more Vester Jones.
We just got some good scoop, actually.
Well, you know, I had researched Vester Jones before, as had my buddy Matt, who works at the Library of Virginia, and we'd not found much, but we did find a story about a Vester Jones who was involved in a murder, and we weren't really sure if it was the same person, although they were both from Grayson County. So here's a published by the I guess this is the Galax Gazette, April 19th, 1948. Funeral services were conducted Sunday for Glade Anderson, victim of the goat shooting, which occurred near Grubbs Chapel Community earlier last week. Vester Jones, a neighbor, remains in the custody of Muncie Wingate, sheriff of Grayson County, pending the filing of formal charges, which are apt to be murder. The shooting was the outcome of an argument that developed over some of their stock. Jones is reported to have stated that Anderson came to the Jones home and discussed. And a discussion followed a question over goats. Anderson, according to Jones, allegedly threatened to kill Jones and was said to have made mannerisms that led Jones to believe Anderson was armed. Jones, according to the investigation officers, went into his home and cradled his 20-gauge shotgun. He returned and fired two shots at Anderson. So,
a goat shooting.
Yeah.
Nice.
And so
when he wasn't shooting people, he was recording these songs, and he was a barber, too, apparently.
So, but if that was 1948... This must have been recorded after he got out of well, I don't know when these recordings were made, actually. It's an old record that I don't even have anymore that I put on a CD. Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
It's hard to say. It sounded like it was something from the 50s, I thought, actually.
Yeah, could have
that quality to it.
Well, anyway.
Thank you for the information, Harold. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and so, hey, kids show, huh? How about that?
and really, really, what do kids like better than a good murder ballad?
Yeah, murder. I mean, hey, someone's calling right now, but I can't answer the phone right now. So that was Groundhog, which is a silly song if ever there was one, but certainly before that was Kristen Hirsch.
Doing Pretty Polly.
Now, Kristen Hirsch is from what band, Throwing Muses?
The Throwing Muses.
And also Belly?
No, she was never in Belly.
Okay.
But a few other members of that band ended up in Belly. That was Tanya Donnelly's band.
I think that this might be the first time that either Belly or Throwing Muses have ever been said on Edge of Americana, and let's keep it that way, Otto, huh?
Well, the thing is, Kristen Hirsch did this. She had some kids, kind of like Woody Guthrie. She decided to do her own kid album, and her album was called Murder, Misery, and Then Good Night.
Yep.
On the 4AD label. And on it there, she's got such great kid classics as Poor Ellen Smith and I Never Will Marry and The Banks of Ohio and Pretty Polly. So that little girl voice of hers works well with those songs.
I think so, too. Before that, Jim Kopp and Ed Brown, another one from The Cop Tales, The Cow and the Kitty Cat. And The Egg Beater worked just fine. And before that was Burl Ives.
Fubba Wubba John.
Yeah,
off that's the Fantastic great. Fox soundtrack. And,
we're just going to blow right through this, all this Earl Johnson and Arkansas Traveler, just as fast as can be. Great stuff. And before that, Otto?
Didn't we start with that?
No, I think we started with Hambone.
Oh, that's right, Little Hambone.
From the Phillips Wonders.
Right.
So what's next, Otto?
Let's do the Fox, Alton Stitcher again.
Okay,
the Fox.
Are you ready to go?
All queued up.
Okay, so whoever was just calling, call right back.
Fox went out on a chilly night, prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. Many a mile to go that night before he reached the town, oh. He ran till he came to a great big pen where the ducks and the geese were put therein. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you will grease my chin before I leave this town, oh. He grabbed the great goose by the neck, throwed the duck across his back. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, 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 and the legs all dangling down, oh. Oh, Mother Flipper-Flopper jumped out of bed. From the window she cocked her head. Cried, John, John, the gray goose is gone. The fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the gray goose is gone, and the fox is on the town, oh. Johnny went to the top of the hill, blowed his horn both loud and shrill. Foxy said, better flee when we kill, or they'll soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. Foxy said, better flee when we kill, or they'll soon be on my trail, oh. Well, he ran till he came to his cozy den. There were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. They said, Daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh. The fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up the goose with a fork and a knife. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. They never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh.
This land is your land.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream water. This land was made for you and me.
Monkey and the Engineer.
He left the monkey sitting on the driver's seat. The monkey pulled the throttle, locomotive jumped the gun, doing 90 miles an hour down the mainline run. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. Caught up the dispatcher on the phone. Tell him all about his locomotive, what's gone. Get on the wire, switch operator to the right, cause the monkey's got the main line sewed up tight. Switch operator got the message in time, said there's a northbound train on the same main line. Open up the switch, I'm gonna let it through the hole, cause the monkey's got the locomotive under control. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. Big locomotive, right on time. Big locomotive coming down the line. Big locomotive number 99 left the engineer with a worried mind. He left the engineer with a worried mind.
Was the only two people left in this world. We's gonna have to repopulate, make a whole lot of boys and girls. What better way to stay? In the hay, we'll spend weeks cheeks to cheeks. We're making babies, we're making babies, we're making babies now. La, 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 la. We'll find a new place, maybe. But not now, cause you're having a baby. And when our babies start having babies, they may look just a little crazy. One by one, two by two, three odd brothers, me and you. Well, spending flowers and flowers all day, all day, day. Then we just cheat and cheat. We're making babies, we're making babies, we're making babies now.
WRIR wishes to thank Arius LLC Remodel and Design for their generous support. Arius LLC Remodel and Design is a design-build company that believes good design doesn't have to be harmful to you or the environment. Arius is a source for sustainable building for Richmond's historic and modern homes, taking a project from concept to completion. If you'd like more information, you can call 804-387-5344 or visit www.ariasllc.com.
And WRIR wants to say a big thank you to our generous underwriters. We encourage you to say your own thanks as well to our underwriters. Without underwriting support, this fantastic radio station could not exist. If you or your organization would like to know more about getting the word out about what you offer, a special event, a project, or your love of WRIR, contact WRIR's underwriting manager, Alyssa Solomon, by email at underwriting@wrir.org and by phone at 804-557-3798.
And there we go.
That was
good too. That was a good one.
Yeah. That concludes our spots.
I think we should be standing like gymnasts after that. Hands up in the air.
We stuck the landing.
We stuck it, indeed.
Let's give us the set.
That was the Kansas City Bear Fighters, a tune called "Making Babies," which I admit is not necessarily children's song material, but it's sung by this guy who's probably 6'3" and sings in that really high voice, and I kind of love it. And Otto, you said it kind of sounded a bit like the Violent Femmes.
It sounded like Gordon Gano from the Violent Femmes. Yeah, yes.
Yeah. So before that, Mississippi John Hurt, yeah?
Yep, a little Rubber Dolly or Creole Bell. What else? There's like two or three different...
It's pretty much the same melody as Goodbye Booze, anyway, which is a Charlie Poole song.
But yes, nice. That song's on there because... it's a weird segue here, but that song's on there because... who's coming to... Merle Haggard's coming to the National.
Uh-huh.
And he does a lovely version of Rubber Dolly on one of his records.
All right, there you go.
That's how it's there.
The Traveling McCurries, before that was all of the Del McCurry Band, including Del McCurry, actually singing harmony on the chorus with the Monkey and the Engineer from an album called Little Mo McCurry, mm-hmm. which is a children's album that they did. Everybody does children's albums, and they're no exception. That was Ronnie McCurry doing the lead vocals on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Before that...
Well, Josh, I don't have my reading
glasses. Esker Hutchins.
Oh, that's right. Esker Hutchins off the Field Recording Collective. Little straight ahead old time there. Doing Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah. And Red Fox Chasers before that with Twinkle Little Star. Also just nice and scratchy from the Tompkins Square re-release recently, the complete recordings of the Red Fox Chasers. And we started it with Alton Stitcher, and his voice is just so nice and sweet and sincere. And
he did the fox.
He did the fox. And I'm being mesmerized right now by the WRIR website. It looks so nice.
Yeah, Josh has been engrossed here on our blog page.
Ooh.
It looks awfully nice.
WRIR.org, that's where you go. Hey, it's 8:30. Got another half an hour of Edge of Americana children's music before it is time for the Lee Show, which will undoubtedly be very serious and grave. Otto, what now?
We're going to do. We're going to go back to Little Natalie Merchant doing The Tale of Isabel, I believe is called.
Witches come to see the sprinkle. Oh, oh, Isabel, oh, it's grown. Turn you into an ugly toy. Oh, Isabel, Isabel, didn't worry, Isabel. Didn't scream or scurry. Showed no rage, showed no rancor. Turned the witch into milk and jackal. Oh, yeah.
Goodbye, oh pain, I'm a leaving Cheyenne. Pain horses and the cattle are grazing all around. Pain, oh pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, oh pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Pain's a good pony, edge paces when she can. My feet's in the stirrup, my bridle's in my hand. Goodbye, my little Annie, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Pain, oh pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Goodbye, oh pain, I'm leaving Cheyenne. Pain's a good pony, edge your paces when you can.
Down the river?
Yes, ma'am.
Got a mighty bow heaven?
Yes, ma'am.
Gun in my garden?
Yes, ma'am.
Cutting down my cabbage?
Yes, ma'am.
My maid is native?
Yes, ma'am.
My sweet potatoes?
Yes, ma'am.
And if I live?
Yes, ma'am.
To see next fall?
Yes, ma'am.
I ain't gonna pick?
Yes, ma'am.
No kind of tall?
Yes, ma'am.
Rabbit, 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 see that rabbit skipping in the sand. I wish I had him in my place. Oh, rabbit hopped, oh, rabbit hopped, oh, rabbit jumped right in my pants. Rabbit, 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 see that rabbit skipping in the sand. I wish I had him in my pants. Rabbit, 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 see that rabbit skipping in the sand. I wish I had him in my pants. Oh, rabbit hopped, oh, rabbit skipped, oh, rabbit hopped right in my pot. Rabbit, 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 see that rabbit skipping in the sand. I wish I had him in my pants.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, your daily grassroots global news hour. Tune in weekday mornings 8 to 9 here on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio.
What do you think of that, Cackle Sisters? Do you like it? No, Jerry, they don't like it. They'd rather do yippee-yippee-yi.
Yippee-yippee-yippee-yi.
I just got a letter from the sunny Golden West saying, "Here's your fare, now come on home." There's a brand new saddle waiting, the kind you like the best, and we bought you a strawberry roll. Yippee, 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 oh, yippee, 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 yippee. For my old ranch home.
I'd have
The Cackle Sisters.
Very nice.
I don't know if that, I mean, that is kids' music. You know, the kids wouldn't necessarily sing along, but, you know, how could that not be kids' music? Really? And what were they even doing there? It doesn't even really matter what they're doing, but was, they were doing yippee yippee yee-ow.
It was what they did. Almost a little bit of a yodeling kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Definitely yodel and cackling. I don't even know if there's a name for that cackling besides cackling, but I don't know that anyone else really specialized it. But the Dzurek Sisters, that was from the Checkerboard Squares radio show. I'm not sure of the time period, but hey, I should mention that we talked to Harold again after we talked about Vester Jones and the murder, and it turns out that those recordings were made in the 1960s, so I guess either...
Early 60s.
And Harold said that I guess Vester Jones beat that charge, and it was, in fact, self-defense, or he beat it somehow.
Or served a short amount of time, but he...
Or served a very short amount of time for a murder, certainly.
He was known... he certainly was known when he recorded those recordings as being the local barber, so...
There you go.
Went on for a full life.
And what was before that? The Four Girls?
We had the Four Girls About 16, which is not the name of a group. It's just a literal description. It's one of these...
A very careful description, yeah, I would say.
Very thoughtful description. I believe it's either Vernon Gerhardt or John Lomax recordings from the 30s down in Alabama, I believe. And we had two songs back-to-back there by the Four Girls About 16. We started with, I think it was Old John the Rabbit. And then we finished up with Rabbit. That was our little Rabbit sequence there.
Yep.
And
you keep turning your head when I'm trying to take pictures of you, Otto. Don't do it. I like the candid shots.
And I'm just ignoring the camera. What else here, Josh?
Before that, we had Bruce Molsky and Big Ho Down featuring Beverly Smith singing and playing guitar and Rafe Stefanini playing second fiddle. Not second fiddle, but also fiddle. Mm-hmm. And Old Paint was that song. It's real pretty.
Very nice. We do like Bruce Molsky on this
we
show.
We do, indeed. And before that, Natalie Merchant again,
yes,
with Adventures of Isabel.
Yes.
And I think we should retire those albums for a little while there, Otto.
I know.
Or at least play other tracks from them.
I know. But I do love those songs. So we might...
So stern.
I may let them...
My childhood coming back.
I may let them... late till the end of the year, and then they might sneak into a best of.
That's fine. We might this year, actually, you might have it together enough for us to do a best of show. I've never yet actually gotten it together to do that.
I did a best of show last year, actually. You were on the road, and yeah. I did my own personal best of show.
Yes, we. So, all right. So it's now it's 8:43. That took some time. Whew. So what are we doing? What do you got?
We're going to the Field Recording Collective, getting straight ahead for a little while here with some Walter Rowley Babson.
All right.
Doing The Mockingbird.
And here we go. Thank you.
bird in the ring, one in Peter, one in Paul. Fly away, Peter, fly away, Paul. Come back, Peter, come back, Paul. Under the carpet we must go, like a jackal in the air. Rise and stand up on your legs and choice the girl when you like the best. Then funny when you marry, they give you joy. First the girl and second the boy. 7 days after, 7 years ago, big first, peace and be done.
My grandmother lives in yonder's little green, a finer old lady ever was seen. But she always cautioned me with care for false young men to beware. Tie-dye-yum-dum-dum-dye-itty-yeah, for false young men to beware. Oh, the first to come a-courting was honest young Green, a finer young gentleman never was seen. But the words of Grandma's rang in my head, I couldn't attend to a word he said. Tie-dye-yum-dum-dum-dye-itty-yeah, for false young men to beware.
This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me. As I went a-walking that ribbon of highway, and I saw above me that endless skyway, I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts. All around me, her voice was a-sounding. This land was made for you and me. There was a big high wall there that tried to stop me. The sign was painted, said private property. But on the backside, it didn't say nothing. This land was made for you and me. When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, and the dust clouds rolling. My voice was chanting as the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me. This land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island, from Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, eight, B, C, D, E, F, G, hoodoo, voodoo, 721, two, haystack, hostack, eight, and note, to hide, poke a load, joke, 990, sidewalk, streetcar, dance, goof, dance, choo, 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 choo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, Blackbird, Blue Jay, 1, 2, 3, 4, Try, Stack, Jump, Back, E, F, G, Big Man, Little Man, Fat Man, Skinny Man, Grasshopper, Green Snake, Hold My Hand, Choo, Chicka, Choo, Choo, Chicka, Chicka, Choo, 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 Chicka, Choo, Choo, Chicka, Chicka, Choo, 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 Mama cat, tomcat, diapers on a clothesline, 2, 4, 6, 0, iron hide. The crazy man, lazy girl, pony on a tin can, I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Choo 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 choo. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
All for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lasses drinking gin. And across the western ocean I must wander.
Where is me boots, me noggin, noggin boots?
All gone for beer and tobacco.
For the leather's all worn out, and the heels are knocked about, and my toes are looking out for better weather.
All for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All gone me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lasses drinking gin. And across the western ocean I must wander.
Where is me shirt, me noggin, noggin shirt?
All gone for beer and tobacco.
For the color is wore out, and the front is knocked about, and my tail is looking out for better weather.
All for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lasses drinking gin. And across the western ocean I must wander.
Where is me wench, me noggin, noggin wench?
She's all gone for beer and tobacco.
Oh, her lips is all wore out, and the front is knocked about. Now her tail is looking out for better weather.
All for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lasses drinking gin. And across the western ocean I must wander.
And where is me bed, me noggin, noggin dead?
It's all gone for beer and tobacco.
For the mattresses all tore, for I lent it to a whore. But the springs are looking out for better weather.
All for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lasses drinking gin. And across the western ocean I must wander. I'm sick in the head, I haven't been to bed since first I came ashore with me plunder. I see centipedes and snakes, and I'm full of pains and aches, and I think I'll take a trip out over yonder. All for me grog, me jolly, jolly grog. All for me beer and tobacco. For I spent all me tin on the lasses drinking gin. And across the western ocean I must wander.
All for me grog. I know maybe for you that's not a child song, but for me it certainly was.
What
I
sang kind that. Of childhood did you have?
Oh,
Josh?
Great. Oh, hold on. I see that's on continue. So yes, I had a great childhood.
A boozy one.
Boozy. Well, now just
a,
you know,
boozy one.
I spent time. My parents would sing songs with their friends, and they would go to bars and sing songs, and I would sing with them. But I wouldn't drink beer, Otto.
Well,
not until age 8. Anyway, that was Jeff Warner, Garrett Warner, Lewis Killen, and Fud Benson doing All For Me Grog from an album called Steady As She Goes, Songs and Shanties from the Days of Commercial Whale.
And before that, we had our Woody Guthrie sequence there. We had Woody Guthrie doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And This Land Is Your Land before that, classic.
Classic. That one goes out to Denise.
Mm-hmm. And before that, we had Mrs. Wolf, is how she's known in the Frank Warner Collective, doing Grandma's Advice. And before that, Elda Blackwell doing Two Little Blackbirds.
And then I think we opened up the set with Walter Raleigh Babson doing The Mockingbird.
Now some great banjo, almost classic banjo-style banjo in that one. So it's 8:55, and we've had a really good time doing kids' shows. We just got time for – or kids' songs. Just got time for a few more. Next week I think we'll be featuring exclusively musicians from kind of Grayson and Carroll County and also probably Wythe County and just kind of southwestern Virginia, probably also extending into – there's a circle that you can draw in southwest Virginia, northwest North Carolina, northeast Tennessee, and southeast Kentucky that just – there's this communication of musicians back when, I would say. And so we'll probably focus on that, but I think we could probably do fine just on Grayson and Carroll County, frankly, without having to go too far.
Sounds good, Josh.
Smith County, you know.
And let's see. We're going to finish up with...
what do you have?
I got Burl Ives song. We'll do Burl Ives, Grey Goose.
And then I'm not sure what's going to happen after that, but something will happen.
Something good. And then Lee for the Lee Show.
With is it where again? Where?
Shh, you don't want to tip his hand.
10-4.
I tipped it, and I pulled his pants down. Nope. What is it again now? Hold on. Just hit the stop.
No, you know what it is? It's in four, Josh.
Well, that's my bad then. Sorry, folks.
Last Sunday morning, Lord, Lord, Lord. Last Sunday morning, Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, my daddy went a-hunting. Lord, Lord, Lord. Oh, my daddy went a-hunting. Lord, Lord, Lord. He went hunting for the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 he went hunting for the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 and he took along his shotgun. Lord, 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 yes, he took along his shotgun. Long, Lord, Lord, and along come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 yes, along come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 well, it's up to his shoulder. Lord, 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 and he pulled back the hammer. Lord, 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 and the gun went to Bulu. Lord, 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 oh, the gun went to Bulu. Lord, 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 and down come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 and down come the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks a-fallin'. Lord, 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 he was 6 weeks a-fallin'. Lord, 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 and they had a feather pickin'. Lord, 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 oh, your wife and my wife. Lord, 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 he was 9 months a-cookin'. Lord, 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 he was 9 months a-cookin'. Lord, 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 then they put him on the table. Lord, 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 yes, they put him on the table. Lord, 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 and the knife couldn't cut him. Lord, 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 no, the knife couldn't cut him. Lord, 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 and the fork couldn't stick him. Lord, 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 no, the fork couldn't stick him. Lord, 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 so they took him to the sawmill. Lord, 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 yes, they took him to the sawmill. Lord, 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 and the saw couldn't cut him. Lord, 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 well, broke the saw's tooth out. Lord, 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 so they took him to the hog pen. Lord, 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 yes, they took him to the hog pen. Lord, 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 and the hogs wouldn't eat him. Lord, 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 no, the hogs wouldn't eat him. Lord, 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 and the last time I seen him. Lord, 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 oh, the last time I seen him. Lord, 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 he is flying over the ocean. Lord, 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 he was flying over the ocean. Lord, 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 with a long string of goslings. Lord, 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 with a long string of goslings. Lord, 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 they was all going queen quack. Lord, 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 they was all going queen quack. Lord, 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 that's the story of the Grey Goose. Lord, 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 that's the story of the Grey Goose. Lord, Lord, Lord.